Hey guys, welcome back to Maddie Fluent. It's your host Rebecca Tran, and welcome to this week's episode. Basically, I kind of dipped out on like the traditional intro I had, like the music, because I just like wanted to get into the episode instead of like wasting my time trying to like figure out everything. So yeah, I am back, guys. I haven't been on Maddie Fluent since January, literally like the first day of January, and I promised you guys that I was gonna go back on my shit. Clearly did not happen. And I have my reasons why. It's because the time I went back to Maddie Fluent was one of the worst times of my life. Like, I hated the beginning of January, but then like obviously the end of January I was actually really happy. And then February came along, and then I was really happy like up until like the 17th of February. And the reason why it's directly that date, it's because there's just a lot of things that went on, and yeah. So ever since then, I've literally been in such this bad funk, but I'm trying to like bring myself out of it because March is literally one day away, because like tomorrow is basically the last day of February, and I'm posting this probably, you know, one of the first few days in March. I think I'm posting this on March 1st. So actually, happy March. And I have a lot of things going on in March. It's my birthday, literally in 20 days. I cannot believe my birthday came this fast. Like, it actually feels so unreal to me. The only reason why I'm really excited, because it's like my 18th birthday. And you know what that means, you know? 18, you're finally legal. And then I just have more rights and more freedom to like my own household that I'm really excited for, because, you know, I've just been living in conditions where I'm just really tired of it, and I'm really looking forward to college. And I think it kind of sucks because like I don't have the best relationship with my family, and you guys know that, you know, being a part of Maddie Fluent since like literally the fucking beginning, and you know, talking about why I even started Maddie Fluent in the first place is because I had a really rough time at home, and having my parents like, you know, literally be all over the place, and like I don't even have like both my parents in the same state anymore. So it kind of like sucks because, you know, I haven't seen my mom for a while, and then obviously I have a really rocky relationship with my dad, so there's not like a lot of support, you know, I thought I would have from both of my parents, which is okay, because, you know, sometimes you just get placed in situations because fucking the universe knows that you can actually deal with it. Like, I know at the end of the day, like, I can still accomplish whatever I'm dreaming of, and I think I'm just really excited for to be like old enough to like, you know, be able to kind of have my own freedom again. And I've just been trapped in this fucking bubble that my dad has created me as I was growing up with him, and I'm just really excited to be able to break the bubble for once. So yeah, I'm really excited to turn 18, which sounds really fucking depressing for the reasons why, but just in general, I'm really looking forward to my 18th birthday. I feel like I've never really looked forward to a birthday like that. I mean, probably my 16th birthday, but then again, like, we were in quarantine during that time, and then, like, I couldn't have, like, my dreams, 16 or whatever. But, yeah, I would say I'm really excited for my 18th, and, you know, on top of that, I have college decisions that are coming out for all my dream schools in March, which is really intimidating because, you know, I haven't had the best luck with college applications and admissions, you know, during this whole process. I haven't been accepted to some schools that I thought I would get into, and you know, that's okay, because I just feel like, you know, a rejection or like a wait list is just another direction for me to head to, and I feel like I wasn't really meant for where I live now anyways, so I'm taking that as a sign to like, you know, this is my time, and I am praying, you know, to God and everything that I do make it through these college admissions and like get into at least one school that, you know, I really want to go to. Obviously, if I don't, it is what it is at the end of the day, but I really hope so, and I hope you guys are on my side for this, because I'm really fucking nervous, and it's definitely a really like exciting but dwelling thing, because obviously it all comes out like the same range, and the problem is like I have a big trip at the end of this month, hopefully. I'm not really sure yet, knock on fucking wood with me. But I have a big trip planned for this end of the month to see my mom, and it comes, all my college decisions come out when I'm during on this trip, and where all these college schools are coming out is where I'm going for this trip. So it's like, I really hope I get into school so I can like tour it and like make that mark that it's going to be my future 4 years. But who knows at this point? I mean, I know my decision is made out somewhere, and it's definitely an acceptance, a rejection, a wait list. I don't even fucking know, and I'm really nervous, but it is what it is. You know, you're going to see where the journey takes you, and that's what's like really interesting about life, because you just don't know what's going to happen or where it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. And I'm just here for the journey, and even though I've been through hell of like a ride, I really want to see where, you know, life takes me and where I end up. And I'm really hoping that, you know, it takes me to the direction where I feel like I'm going to succeed in. And if it doesn't and it takes me to a different path, then we'll see how I'm going to play with that new future ahead of me. But besides like school and my birthday and like college and stuff, like just me overall, I feel like I'm doing way better than I was when I was filming like kind of those ghostly monthly episode where I would like film once and like disappear on you guys. I just think that I disappeared because I just couldn't handle like managing a podcast on top of like all my schoolwork and what was going on with my life in general. Like, I just lost myself in ways where, like, I just couldn't find myself, and I still can't find those pieces of myself. And I guess I was so, like, in denial that I actually lost myself and lost, like, my happiness and stuff, because I was, like, trying to, like, cover myself with, like, things that were going on with my life, but it just didn't help. And till this day, I literally can't find, like, some piece of myself that I had in the past. But I'm trying to, like, build, like, come into a realization that it's time to, like, build off those pieces I have lost and to find, like, my happiness again and to find my self-love again. Because, truly, I think I've gone through the 6 or 7 stages of, like, fucking self-love. Like, I don't know how many stages there are, but I feel like I've been through everything. Like, there's moments where I just genuinely love myself. I'm like, damn, like, you're a badass fuck. And then, like, you know, I keep reminding myself that I'm baddie fluent. Because, like, all my friends to this day, they still remind me, like, you're baddie fluent, like, all this, all that. And it actually does help because, like, I didn't really take, like, the baddie fluent, like, compliment thing as, like, a very good compliment, because in the past, I genuinely thought people were just making fun of baddie fluent, and, you know, I take baddie fluent as, like, a really serious matter to me. Even though I don't post as much anymore, I was in my fucking prime time at one time, like, literally during, I think it was summer 2021, I was on my fucking shit, bro. I literally post an episode every single week, and it was good episodes. Like, I'd be so creative with the title, and I would, like, literally plan on what I want to say and what I want to talk about this week. And now I'm, like, free-balling episodes, which makes sense because I come here, like, every single month, like, once a month. But I'm trying to be, like, in my prime time again, definitely before college, because I don't really know what I would do with body fluid in, like, the future for college. I am considering maybe, like, having, like, guests and talking to my friends since, like, I'll be in a dorm with someone. But, yeah, I always thought I was going to have guests on this podcast, but, like, people always, like, kind of make the idea with me and then, like, fall out of it, and then I just, like, don't make the episode with them. But, yeah, we're back on our track, you know, trying to get back on our shit. But what else talking about? Ugh, this is what I can't. I literally talk about 50 things at once. But I was saying, like, how I... Oh, my self-love! I've been going through, like, the stages of self-love because there's situations that have happened, like, in the past with me, like, a couple months ago where I was like, damn, like, my self-love is terrible because I'm, like, comparing myself to all these other people and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, especially during college apps, I was like, holy fuck, I'm so stupid because all my friends and all these random people who are, like, telling me about their stats, they're like 4.0 and above GPAs, and I'm like, holy fuck, you guys are so smart, which, you know, I'm never on anyone's downfall. Like, I actually, like, even the people who don't like me and I don't like them, like, if you're accomplishing your dreams and you're getting your shit done, good for you, bro, because, like, your life has so much ahead of it, and the fact that, like, people are out here, like, grinding on their shit, like, good for you, and I want to have that motivation. I want to, like, keep myself grounded like that, and I think that I've actually had the best motivation ever senior year. I don't know how it's gonna go, you know, once I, like, kind of get near graduation and, like, these next couple months might not be the most, like, grinding months ever because, like, it doesn't really matter now. Like, my grades are just, like, kind of whatever at this point. So I graduate in May, which is actually really fucking soon because it's March, literally It is March. Like, by the time I'm posting this episode, it is March. I graduate in May. The end of May, May 31st is when I graduate. And I just, like, can't really wrap my head around it, because, like, I just can't believe that high school is coming to an end. I feel like now I'm, like, saying that I'm so excited to graduate, which I am. But, like, once I feel like it hits, like, the end of April, like, after my spring break, which it ends in April, I think I'm gonna be like, damn, like, I really have, like, a couple more weeks of school left and I'm done. Because, like, I saw this TikTok that my fucking boyfriend reposted, and it was, like, 9 more weeks till school ends, like, 9 more Fridays. And I was like, oh, I, like, it just sounds so crazy in my head, because, like, 9 more Fridays is literally insane to me. I don't know. It just sounds like, you know when you, like, count Christmas in, like, those fucking weeks, and you're trying to count, like, Christmas in, like, those days? It feels like that. I feel like I'm counting down to graduation by that one day of the week. And the fact that it's 9 more Fridays till I graduate is literally insane, guys. I can't. But anyways, I can't think about graduation before I literally start crying. But like I was saying, on my self-love journey, it was definitely an up and down, like, fucking roller coaster ride I went on. And I could finally say I think I'm on a really okay place. I wouldn't say I'm at the best version of my self-love, because I've been getting into the gym and I've been, like, trying to, like, gain more weight so it can go into my muscle. Because, like, I go to the gym, like, 6 days out of, like, the week. And I rest one day. Like, the day I'm filming this episode, I'm resting right now. But by the time this episode is being posted, I literally just probably got done with my workout. But that, I just need to eat more. Because, like, with me, I used to have, like, a ED about eating. And then, like, it's, like, I don't have it anymore. But it still, like, creeps around. Like, I still, like, limit myself whenever I feel like I'm eating too much, which I would say I feel like it's also still on, like, the, you know, borderline of it. But I've been trying to eat more because I want to gain more, like, muscle, and I keep telling myself that it's gonna go into my muscle. And I know sometimes, like, I'm not eating, like, the best foods, but I'm trying to eat more protein and, like, have it, like, tell myself that's gonna go in my muscle and, like, not anywhere else. And it's just hard because, like, you know, as a person who's struggling with eating, it's just, like, a really big change, especially since I'm, like, hopping into the gym now. But, you know, Jacob has been, like, helping me, like, get on track with eating, and, like, he reminds me to eat, and, like, he tells me it's okay. So it's really nice to have, like, a, you know, support system. And speaking of Jacob, we've been dating for, like, 10 months, or 11 months is, like, a couple of days after this episode. But I think it's literally crazy to me how, like, time moves by so fucking quick. I don't know, it's kind of crazy how, like, me and him been dating for so long, because I swear I met him, like, literally last year, but literally we've been almost together for a year. So I literally met him December 2021, and now it's fucking 2023. And sometimes it just blows me how, like, how time literally fucking flew. And our Valentine's was super good. Oh my god, he gave me, like, a Skims dress, which was so sweet. And, like, I literally felt so bad because it was, like, so expensive. And then he bought me a bouquet of flowers, which I think that was the best gift ever he has ever given me, like, a bouquet of flowers, because I love flowers. You guys know that, like, I used to post, like, flowers on my, like, Batty Fluent story. Like, back when I was, like, really active on my prime time, I would post, like, what I would be doing in a day. And I was so in love with flowers, and I still am. And he literally bought me the cutest bouquet of flowers, and I'm so sad because they all died. So I had to cut, like, the flower, like, because I couldn't peel the petals, because, like, they're so small that you can't really peel them. So I cut, like, the heads of the flowers, and I put them in a Ziploc. I really want to buy, like, a mason jar or, like, a picture frame and put the flowers in it, and I'm going to, like, write down, like, February 14th, 2023, because, like, I literally love flowers so much, and it made me so emotional. Like, I almost teared up because I was like, oh my god, this is actually fucking happening. But yeah, we had the best Valentine's Day. We went to Korean barbecue. It was so good. And yeah, I'm really excited for my birthday. I feel like I always have, like, a holiday coming up, because, like, it was in January, it was nothing much. But in February, oh no, it was December, which is Christmas. January we skipped, and then February it was Valentine's Day. My birthday now is in March, so I'm really excited to spend time with him somewhere nice. And then April is our 1 year, and it's his birthday. And you guys know, I love birthdays. Like, I love having people, like, I love people's birthdays. I don't know, it's so fun. And I'm really excited for his birthday because I have a really big gift planned. The thing is, I don't know if I should give it for his one, like, our 1 year, or, like, for his birthday, because, like, I'm so conflicted because I really want to buy him this big ass gift, and it's really expensive. And, like, you know, price doesn't really matter like that, but, like, it's a really big gift. So, like, I don't know if I should give it to him for our 1 year or for his birthday. In my head, I'm thinking to go all out for his birthday and then buy him, like, something sweet for our 1 year. But I don't know, because, like, I feel like 1 year I'm trying to show my love to him, like, my love to him, like, in our relationship-wise. But then his birthday is his birthday, you know? I want to give him, like, a big gift, and it's his 18th birthday. So I think I'm going to give him the bigger gift for his birthday and then, like, a smaller gift for his 1 year. I don't know. We'll see when time comes. I'll ask you guys for advice. But, yeah, so we've been doing good. You know, I got closer to his, like, family, so I'm really happy about that, because you guys know that, like, I just thought it would be, like, I don't know, I think it's, like, sweet to be close with his family, especially, like, he's not really close with mine, and that's not because it's, like, not at his fault, it's also, like, you know, where my parents, like, they grew up traditionally, and my mom isn't, like, around here, so, like, she can't really be there to meet him. But, you know, it's been nice. And then with my friends and stuff, it's been normal. I got in closer to people that I wasn't really close to in the beginning of the school year. But I'm really glad I'm close to them now. Because, like, I don't know. I just feel like I relate to, like, my friends a lot more who I'm close with. And, like, I definitely love, like, my inner circle. But, yeah, that's, like, basically all the Batty Fluent updates. Like, about my life, about how I'm doing. I really want to make episodes based on, like, more topics, but I'm really lacking on that, but I'll get back onto it, guys. It's just gonna take me a while. Probably I'll get back on it, like, after college decisions and all that stuff comes out. I'm definitely gonna be filming an episode for my birthday, because it's my 18th birthday, and I definitely wanted to have it marked on Batty Fluent, because, you know, it's a big deal. But I'll see you guys soon. I promise you guys that I really try to film these episodes, and literally the person who pushed me to film today was fucking Jacob. Like, he tells me every single day how, like, I need to film, and it's not that I don't want to film, it's just that I get so, like, lazy and I get so unproductive. I'm like, bro, what do I even talk about at this point? But yeah, he actually pushed me to film this episode for you guys, so you guys should go thank him, you know, thank Mr. Taurus Man. Can you believe that, like, I carry that name around Batty Fluent for so long, and then I finally, like, leaked his name, because when I finally, like, posted him, and then, like, everyone found out we were dating, because, like, you know, that was our first picture together, was prom. Anyways, that was just crazy to me how, like, time literally flew, and then his friends used to call him that, so I think it was funny. But anyways, I love you guys so much, and I'm trying to be back on my shit, you know, don't you worry. I'm still here, and I'll try to be more active, at least on the account. I literally left the account dead, and that was my fault, you know. No one's fault to blame but me, but I'll be back, guys. I love you guys so much, and I hope you guys are doing well, too. Like, you guys can always, like, shoot me a DM. I know I don't always answer them right away, but I swear I see them, and I will answer, and I'll get to them. But yeah, shoot me a message. Tell me how you're doing after this episode. Like, after listening to this, like, tell me, like, what is something you're looking forward to, you know, for March, and how are you gonna make March your month? Because I swear, guys, March is gonna be my month, because it's my birthday month. I have so many things coming up, and I keep seeing the number 777, and that's, like, my favorite number ever. Like, I wear a necklace every single day of that number. And I actually came across two cars with the license plate 777 on this, like, this past weekend, and it was just so fucking crazy to me, because I literally saw it back to back. Because basically, let me tell you guys a story before I end this episode. So I was at Chipotle with my friend after the gym, and I'm, like, you know, getting in my car, fixing, getting ready to get out the parking lot, and then in my, like, mirror, like, you know, like, the I don't know what it's called, I should probably know what the mirror is called, but I don't. So I saw in my mirror, I saw, like, the 777 number, and I was like, holy shit, angels are always around me. And then I was like, wait, I need to take a picture of it, because I wasn't going to, but then I was like, I had the urge to, so I took a picture of it. And then later that day, my grandpa had to drive me back home to my dad's house, and I literally saw a car with the license plate 777 driving past me. And I was like, I didn't get the picture on time, and, like, I was praying that, like, it would, like, speed up past my grandpa's car, and it did, and I took a picture of it. So yeah, I've been seeing 77 a lot, and I've also been seeing 444 a lot, which 444 is my angel number, like, technically, with my whole birthday and stuff. So I don't know, maybe I'm on the right path to something, and especially, like, this week, it's supposed to be, like, my luckiest week ever in this 2023 week. I don't even know, not 2023 week, in this 2023 year, it's supposed to be my luckiest week. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll update you guys. You know, I'll post some little updates on my Instagram story. But yeah, tell me how you're doing. You know, update me about your life. I'm like curious to see what y'all are doing. And y'all have been growing up with me too. So I feel like some of y'all are like sophomores, juniors in high school now, which is crazy to me because I feel like I started this podcast as a sophomore and most of you guys were like eighth graders or freshmen. And now you guys are like growing up to be like fucking upper class high schoolers. So you guys are the tough ones now. But I love you guys so much and thanks for always sticking around. I literally see some of y'all like, you know, still respond to my Instagram story and you guys are like the day ones. So I love you guys so much. I'll see you guys soon. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Bye!